Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 11:30 and my lovely guest is here, Peter Higginson. Good morning, Peter.
Hiya.
Nice of you to join us. Now, you're here to talk about the Foster a Christmas Tree scheme to create a mini forest in Hope Street Yard. We'll get to the mini forest in just a moment, but what's the Foster a Christmas Tree scheme? What's that about?
So the Foster a Christmas scheme is about having little Christmas trees, baby Christmas trees.
You've got one in front of you now. It's a lovely little Bubba Christmas tree there.
Yeah, he's a nice chappy. So we've got about 150 of those on my carpentry website, workshop roof in Cambridge. So it's in Hope Street Yard, and I've got a flat roof, so I've filled it with a load of Christmas trees in pots. And the idea behind it is that people can take away a tree over Christmas and decorate it, and put it on their office desk or have it at home on a bedside table or whatever, and have this tree for December, bit of January. And if they fall in love with it, they can keep it. That's absolutely fine. Or they can bring it back to me and I'll look after it for the rest of the year, and then they can get the same tree back next year.
They can renew their acquaintance. And by baby Christmas tree, the one you've got in front of you, it's about a foot tall, is that right?
Yeah, including the pot, it's just over a foot. It's about 10 inches of tree. They vary in size. Some are a bit bigger, some are a bit smaller. Well, they're all a bit unique. Some of them are hilarious looking, and other of them are more traditional.
That one's quite nice.
Yeah, he's got a lot coming out to the right, but otherwise he's
got character.
They've all got character, that's for sure, yeah.
So is the idea that you might foster the same Christmas tree year upon year, and in the meantime, they'll stay on the roof of your workshop?
Yeah, that's right. So I've got loads of trees on the roof of the workshop, and I look after all of the trees. So over the year and over the summer, so this year it's been quite hot, so there's plenty of watering to do. But it means that there's loads of trees in the Mill Road area, which is great for the environment.
Well, you talked about this urban microforest. Is that
that is the coined phrase? Yeah, so it's an urban microforest. So it's basically just a lot of little trees, and it'd be great to give them a home over Christmas.
And they'll grow into big trees. I don't know how long it takes a Christmas tree to grow.
So the pots that I've got them in will be lasting probably 5 years. So this is year number 2 for this tree. So I think I've got another 3 years in that pot, and then I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
So I suppose ultimately you'll have like an alpine mountainside on the roof of your workshop.
Why not?
Why not?
Go for
Why
it.
Not? And you've written a song to explain this and to encourage people. We'll play it in just a second. Tell me a little bit about this.
This song is slightly ridiculous, as you're about to hear. But when you've got something in you, sometimes you've just got to write a song about it. So this is that.
It's very catchy. And it's a bit of a dream for you to hear this on the radio, isn't it?
Oh, massive dream come true. Oh,
well, sit back with your headphones. This is Foster a Christmas Tree by Peter Higginson.
Christmas tree, I clean the sky. My evergreen is oh so fine. I'm standing tall and I'm taking my time.
Foster a Christmas tree, even might go far in.
I like the cool and I love the light. Drink every day and I will feel alright. I'm wrapped up warm in my LED lights.
Foster a Christmas tree, for the urban microforest. For the urban microforest.
In the wind is when I love to dance. Shining stars between every breath. Divine nature has given us this chance.
Foster a Christmas tree. Urban microforest, foster a Christmas tree for the urban microforest, foster a Christmas tree for the urban microforest, foster a Christmas tree for the urban microforest.
And if you outlive me, 'cause I may die, plant another soul where I lie.
every leaf has been a smile. Foster a Christmas tree from the urban micro forest. We never stop growing. We never stop growing. We never stop growing. Stop going. Foster a Christmas tree. Never stop growing. 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 Foster a Christmas tree. Never stop.
Lovely. Foster a Christmas Tree by Peter Higginson. Your big grin on your face throughout that piece. Are you a musician?
Yeah, so I did the guitar and vocals on that, yeah.
Lovely. And so why are you doing this? I mean, you've just got a concern for the environment?
There's a bit of that. I think everyone's got a concern for the environment. So, yeah, I'm part of everyone. But the main thing is, so the first year that I did this was last year, and I covered all my costs easily. So this year I thought, why not give all the finance generated to a cause which is like really close to my heart, which is giving this program to young refugees in Greece. So last Easter I did a program, or I did a course with some other Greeks with refugees, giving them a program that clears their body and mind of stress, which helps with trauma, grief, and gives them the ability to achieve peace and well-being for themselves. So to cultivate human values and kindness and understanding, and so that they can effectively serve society and be good around it. So what we're doing this year is to foster as many as we can, and then all this money goes towards this project, which is going to happen in February, and then another one's going to happen in Easter, which I'm really excited about.
So it's a win-win. So you get to have a little Christmas tree, look after it, and do your bit for the environment, and you're raising money for this charity, IAHV.
Yeah. So once we've raised the money, we're gonna give all that money to IAHV, and then they're gonna give us loads of infrastructure and support to really do this project really, really well. So that's what's so exciting about this, because it's pulling lots of things together, and it's just happening, really.
So let's talk costs, though. So if people are interested, they think, yeah, I want to foster a little baby Christmas tree.
Yeah.
How much?
It's a tenner a year. So they get the tree for a tenner, and then if they want to bring it back, that's fine. And if they want to keep it, that's also fine. So last year, lots of people ended up keeping their trees and planting them in the garden, which is great, because now they've got a Christmas tree every year. And other people were like, oh, I'm busy this year, can you look after it for me? So they would come back with their tree, I'd name their tree, whatever they named it. And then...
You get to name your tree, that's fantastic.
And then I've looked after them, and amazingly, all the trees that have been named have survived this summer, which is brilliant, because I lost a couple with the heat wave. So they've all survived, and they're all doing really well. And the... then they get to foster them again next year for another tenner. So it's great. So it's as much commitment as you want. You know, if you just want to commit this Christmas, that's fine. And if you want to take it wherever you want, you can.
Well, I suppose people always will buy real trees, won't they? I mean, you might want to block the ears of your tree, but some people say, you know, the best thing to do is to get an artificial tree and not to use a real one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love Christmas. I love Christmas trees. Like, I think, you know, it's all good, but this was just an idea. So if you've got, you know, lots of people have a big, enormous Christmas tree, and I remember growing up with those and I thought they were brilliant. But then also, parents or kids that have fostered trees, they absolutely love these little things, because there's something totally different about it. Like, they're like, oh, it's such a little delicate thing, you know, and they really get to nurture it. So Hey, I don't, you know, get what tree you want to get. I'm not trying to sell tree, but I'm just saying this.
It is cute, I have to say. Wouldn't normally use the word cute for a Christmas tree, but there's something about it when they're tiddly like that. It's very, very cute.
Oh, it's great, yeah. They're hilarious.
Does that one have a name, or is it as yet unnamed?
That is unnamed, that is ready for a foster parent this Christmas.
Ready to go to a good home, a new loving home. Well, thank you very much, Peter. The website, if people are interested, is fosteracristmastree.com.
Yeah, and we're doing a big launch, obviously, at the Millward Winter Fair in Hope Street Yard. So they can come along and foster their tree there. And then I will be around in the yard, because that's where my workshop is, for the rest of December. So if they want to foster a tree, then they're more than welcome to. But the best day to come would be the Millward Winter Fair, because you're guaranteed to get one.
You're guaranteed to get one. If people can't come tomorrow and they're going to the yard, your workshop, what's the name of your workshop, just so they know?
It's workshop number 9, so it's under the arch on the left.
Under the arch on the left, and then you can pick up one of these lovely little Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Very cute. Thank you ever so much. Lovely to meet you. Good luck with the project. Hope all your trees find loving homes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And it's fosteracristmastree.com.
Thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Peter.